Yeah. I mean, I got so much, so many messages and so many comments of just people saying, you guys have, you're the luckiest people in the world. You selected the best place to wait this out, like stay as long as you can.
Welcome to Forever Young, the health podcast from Lanzerhof. My name is Nils Behrens, and I'm not looking for eternal youth. I'm trying to find answers to what leading a healthy life really means. Therefore, I will be talking to various health experts to find out what you can do to stay fit for as long as possible. And who knows, perhaps this knowledge will help lead you to a longer life after all. Welcome to Forever Young. This is our first episode in English, and I have learned that you should always start with a bang. The bang of this episode are my two amazing guests. First of all, I would like to start with Tess Ward. Tess Ward is a chef, she's a food consultant, she's an author, and she's also the host of the podcast Down the Rabbit Hole with Tess Ward. The concept of this podcast is pretty clear. She is speaking with everybody about every subject which she found interesting, isn't it?
Absolutely, it is. It's kind of a very mixed assortment of things that I'm discussing, from contemporary culture to science to spirituality to wellness. My kind of cooking philosophy has always been orientated around wellness and health. And so that's always been a kind of a strong interest, but there's been undercurrents of other things, especially as I'm currently a student of psychology and neuroscience at King's in London. I'm doing a master's. So there's a lot of different things integrated in there, but I have some incredible guests. Nils, you should come on.
It's mainly sex, everyone, but yeah.
Excellent. And I have learned that you have written a real bestseller. It's not The Naked Chef, it's The Naked Diet, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's The Naked Diet and then The Naked Cookbook is the same. And it was quite a while ago now. I really enjoyed writing about food and cooking, but I've had an interesting kind of path with it, I suppose. I'm starting with any career, I think you fall in love with something and you kind of cycle through phases with it. But yeah, I'm kind of falling back in love with it again, which is lovely. In quarantine, what else am I going to do? Apart from become like a Jane Fonda fitness blogger.
My second guest is Sophie Herrmann. Hello, Sophie.
Hello.
Sophie is originally from Germany, but she lives in London for a while already. She is a designer and she's also very well known as TV actress of this very successful format Made in Chelsea.
Yes. Still running. 19 seasons. 10 years. We're still there.
I've tried to explain what Made in Chelsea is to my German friends, and it's not that easy. I said it is more or less a little bit like Sex in the City, but from London in a scripted reality format.
Well, it's not really scripted. That's the thing. It is real life, and it's based on our real life stories. So, writing a script, you can't really do that. You can have, like, you know, sometimes we cover like key topics, but mostly it's like go with the flow.
All right, let's talk about health, because we are in health podcast. The reason why I invited you to is because of your stay at Lanzerhof Tegernsee. You arrived at the beginning of the corona crisis, and my first question is, when you travel to Germany, Tegernsee, Bavaria, weren't you a little bit afraid of stranding there?
I would have loved to have been stranded there, honestly. I mean, so good question. As I mentioned before we started recording, it was my birthday right at the very end of March, the 25th, which was the week after we were at Lanzerhof. And I've had a bit of a weird year in terms of just lots has been going on and I haven't had enough time for self-care. And so Sophie and I had this conversation and she said, you know, why don't we go and do something that is nurturing for us, for our bodies, for our minds? We can take a pause, a break from work and just kind of reconnect, basically. And so we decided to go, and it was a thought in my mind at the time, but we both, you know, masked up looking like kind of extras from kind of a little bit like Patsy
Naomi
and Eddie from AbFab. Yeah, exactly. But kind of like extras from AbFab have gone a little bit kind of science chic. And so we, yeah, decided to go. And it was actually a lovely time because, you know, we had all of the use of the facilities to ourselves. And it was, I mean, the weather was incredible. So there was a thought in mind about it, you know, maybe getting stranded. But I was like, oh, you know, I'll get the violin out. I'll be stuck there. What a shame.
Yeah, exactly. Fingers crossed we're stranded.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, in my case, my dad is based in Munich and my mom lives in Stuttgart and I'm privately insured in Germany. So I thought, you know what, if I'm going to get stranded, even better. So, you know, it's a bit of a blessing in disguise. And I wanted to visit my dad anyway because it was his birthday afterwards. And so I also wanted to get my body like at to the healthiest peak as it could be to basically go out then afterwards and battle this pandemic. Tess and me have
like
actually
done
exactly like, yeah. And I had a couple of infusions already prior to my journey to Tegernsee at the Lanzerhof on Dover Street together with the Arts Club. And they were actually amazing because I felt a little bit ill, like when was that, around mid-February. I wasn't sure what it was. And at the time, there were no tests available. And I went masked up into the Lanzerhof, got two IV drips within one week, and I felt great. So I was like, okay, let's take this even further and let's make a week of it, which then in my case luckily turned into 2 weeks of Lanzerhof, which was amazing. But
Did essentially get stranded there. You did end up
I did.
Well, I mean stranded.
But I loved it so much, so I wanted to extend. I begged. I was like, please let me stay for one more week. But also Tess and me have done fitness retreats before, but we've never done a health retreat as
this
that.
This was much more medical for sure. Like
yes.
That's a really good point. Because so Sophie and I actually met in the mountains in Switzerland, hiking. I was there like, come on, you can do it.
You were hiking, I was swearing. Yeah. I was insulting everything.
Sickness will not get you. And so we were kind of, it was a really interesting experience. So basically we were doing we were walking between like mountain treks between the three peaks. So basically what a ski runs. And Sophie and I were there with respective friends and we all bonded and it was an amazing kind of group experience. We were all kind of connecting together and sharing in this kind of what was really ultimately a kind of fitness retreat challenge.
Yeah.
Kind of thing and that was super bonding, and I've always just since then had such a warm spot in my heart, which is Soph. And so our kind of we've also done another retreat before together in Mykonos, but this has been our first one that's been more medical. And there have been obviously some challenges that come with that, which is that you're looking at flushes and such, which are intimate experiences for friends to be sharing. And you have to know someone quite closely to be going through that kind of experience and not want
to. So is it possible that you can probably describe for our listeners what your daily routine at Lanzerhof looked like?
Yes.
Yeah.
So if I'm actually now at this point where I'm missing the taste of bitter Epsom salts in the morning. So this
Shame.
Is what I get now. I'm 3 weeks back in my flat now, isolating, and I'm missing this taste. So basically, you wake up every morning. They already have glasses ready for you in the evening that you take to your room. Then you fill them up with lukewarm water, like this much, and you neck it in the morning, first thing. Then you can't have anything for about half an hour. So these salts start working in your guts.
Down they go.
Mm-hmm. Down they go. I mean, honestly, in the beginning, I was like, this is the worst thing I've ever done. I don't know why I set up for this. And this is terrible. And then after 3 days, because I also tested me, what I love about the Lanzerhof is it's a complete medical approach, and they do give you a proper examination. They take your blood and check for your what you're basically allergic, like aka inflammatory.
But it's much more than
so
that.
Bespoke. That's what I love.
It's fat content, muscle content, obviously your heart rate, but like much more in depth than kind of looking at the kind of urine samples, everything.
Yeah, so that's what you do in the beginning. Actually, you've got your doctor's appointment, and so they evaluate all of your statistics and then create a bespoke plan for you. It also depends what you want to do. So I obviously wanted to lose weight because Quarren Swine over here wanted to eat herself afterwards. So I thought it's like the more I can lose, the more I can later gain back in quarantine.
It sounds like a plan. So I can't confirm that you had to lose something because I've seen you
before.
But
she's gorgeous. She doesn't need to lose any. But like I understand the feel. Like for me, I was like, oh, I'm bloated. My digestion was terrible, and I have sometimes issues with my liver. Not because I'm an alcoholic or I drink too much. I'm smiling like it's true, but I'm not. But when I was in India, when I was 18, I got a parasite and it really affected my digestion for like 5 years. And I had extraordinary problems with my bowels and stuff. We won't go into detail.
Tell me more, Tess.
It put a lot of strain on my liver. So the constant thing that comes up when I have liver tests is that I have a raised enzyme. So obviously the liver is responsible for quite a lot of the detox process and such. And I was just feeling bloated and lethargic. And, you know, just a lot of my body was just feeling wintery, heavy and damp. And
like a bear. I know what you mean.
My body felt like if it had to be a food, it was a beef stew, not like a summer salad. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, God.
My body was like a fatty beef stew. I don't even eat meat, but it felt like that. So for me, I was like, I'm gonna be put on a diet that's, you know, obviously lighter in calories, but it's also really good for your brain. It's really good for your neuronal function to have a slight calorie deficit. It's not just in the body. So I was like, great, I've got exams for neuroscience coming up, let's cut back on this food, cleanse out my body, and I'm gonna come out like superwoman, ready to battle corona like Xena warrior princess.
Exactly.
Sorry, because you just mentioned the food, so normally you're getting the diet here by prescription. How was it for you? Is it something you could handle? Was it easy to handle, or were you starving? Or what about the experiences?
You go first. Okay. More extreme.
Yeah, well, I had the more hardcore approach because, as I said, I wanted to really detox and also like completely fast and give my body that time to kind of like basically reset, and then slowly add ingredients also, so I see what kind of reactions they provoke. So the first 2 days I had a little bit of porridge in the morning, and then nothing, and very early in the morning, by the way, for me, especially at 6 a.m. I'm not a morning person at all. Tess knows how much I moan. But,
I would be up at like 5 a.m. like, morning, darling, would you like your bitter salt?
Yeah, exactly. She's the bitter salt fairy. And then, so when we schlepped ourselves to breakfast at 6 a.m., I had the porridge.
Seven was breakfast.
Yeah, true. Then we did
salt.
then I did a super light workout because I need a lot of energy to do my proper workout. So I did like more stretches, or I had other appointments. I mean, you guys really kept us busy there with other treatments. One time I was wrapped in algae mud, which was amazing. And then you have steamed vegetables for lunch together with a chewing school bread that of your choice.
Chewing school, it's a chewing trainer. To help encourage you to chew school.
That's how I call it.
I like that. I would have a protein, but yes.
Exactly. So I just had vegetables and a little bit of buckwheat toast for lunch, and you eat it super, super slow. And you almost feel your stomach shrinking over the first 3 days, which is incredible. But I'm not going to lie. Like, I used to drink a lot of coffee since the last 1.5 years. And I got immense headaches. I just felt really like a bit drained and not very energetic. So, but after the third day, things were starting to look completely different. That was also because on the third day, I decided to do a liver cleanse for the first time in my life.
Before
you say about the liver cleanse, I'm just going to quickly say for my diet experience quick, because it was different. Like mine,
I had broth every evening. That was it. Nothing else.
Yeah. So I had more than that. So we'd have the same breakfast, but I'd have an optional protein extra. So I could have maybe some spread, or I could have, two different spreads and toast instead of porridge. And then I also had a little piece of fish or whatever protein supplement I wanted at lunch.
Smoked trout always.
Just broth. Or the tartare. That was so nice. The tartare, especially with fennel. Anyway, the food was just simple, but really good produce, like all the fish from the lake, which for me, like, I don't like to eat seafood unless I'm next to the sea. And like, it was lovely, just really simple, but really delicious food. And it was perfect because I didn't feel like I wanted loads more. I was like, okay, I've had what I need and like listen to my body. But same, the first 3 days, I had the worst kind of caffeine headache and I was exhausted. Like, I was, when we first arrived, I was like, oh, I'm going to do a little bit of a workout. We're going to go to the sauna. We're going to go have a steam. Yeah. Maybe we'll just do a little bit of a cross train and then maybe some Pilates moves. And we were both like, ugh, on the bed, like fell asleep. Like couldn't move because my body, it just, you know, I needed some rest. I needed some rest time. And you don't realize when we both live in London, we're busy, on the go all the time. And like, when you kind of hit that pause button, it takes your body a minute to like stop moving. You're kind of still like going forward until you have to, do you know what I mean? Like a car braking. And so I, the first 3 days were tough, but then afterwards, like, I'm quite an energetic person. I felt like superwoman from eating less food and working out like a good amount. And also
weird,
just
right?
kind of, and just sleeping really well, relaxing, like listening to my body. Like,
We went to bed at like 8:30 every night, which was crazy.
Yeah, I was quite astonished to see that you have posted some workouts on Instagram, and I was really impressed by your power you've got for this kind of workouts.
That was after the liver cleanse. That was after the cleanse.
I was definitely incentivizing the workout because obviously I had more food and had more energy, and I think we're a good yin and yang. Sophie's good at the relaxing and the like. We have some time on the balcony now. Do you know what I mean?
You gotta get that vitamin D in as well,
right? So, I'm like a Duracell bunny, and I'm like, okay, let's go.
Very. Let's do a Tracy Anderson video. No thanks.
I've been doing that yesterday. Oh my god, it's a killer.
You're doing this every day on your trampoline?
No. No, I'm not doing every day. I'm doing trampolining maybe 3 times a week and Tracy Anderson maybe 2 times a week or 3 times a week.
Good. Write that down, everyone.
Was there anything that you did not expect it? Was it a surprise for you?
Lanzerhof.
Yes.
No, that's a really interesting question. I think for me, I didn't expect to find having no people there as relaxing and enjoyable as I did. To be honest, like,
it's true.
You think it's going to be, you know, oh, everyone's, you know, they're like, oh, we're lower capacity at the moment. There's not so many people around. But like Sophie and I keep ourselves entertained so easily and the staff are so lovely. And it just had, we had more time to read. We had more time to use the facilities and make use of them alone. There wasn't anyone else there. And it was just the kind of, it felt like we were in a country house for the weekend with a whole bunch of people looking after us. And it was like just us and everyone else was tending to us. It was quite, it was a little decadent, put it that way.
Yeah. I mean, I got so much so many messages and so many comments of just people saying, you guys have, you're the luckiest people in the world. You selected the best place to wait this out, like stay as long as you can.
Corona so like Queens, well done, yeah.
Quarantina. Yeah, so we definitely made the right decision of coming there 100%. But I was also, for me, just a surprise in general was like things like doing the liver cleanse, for example, or even a colonic. Sexy. Let's get that
Have
in.
You never done one before?
I've never done a colonic before in my life. I was always very, very scared. And I know Niels loves it as well. Niels hates it. But I have to say, I've done twice
who doesn't
in the end.
Love a hose up the bum?
I mean... what did I want to say now? Now you brought me out of my... at the end of my trip, I've done two colonics, one liver cleanse, and I felt so amazing. My stomach normally is always a bit bloated. No matter what I eat, I can eat a grape and it bloats. At the time when I left, it was almost going like inwards. It was so soft. Like you can really feel how like gut health is
so
becoming completely different. Well,
when she left was to look like Moss in the 90s, and she definitely achieved that within
exactly when you turn to the side and you're like invisible.
is there anything that you take from your stay as a kind of learning that you have now took over into your daily life? Is there a kind of routine or anything?
Really good question.
You go first,
I've definitely, Sophie and I've talked about this kind of since we left, like after obviously was my birthday. So I had one day where I just kind of had a really big celebration, but they say it takes like 30 days to make a habit form. And I feel like since I came back from Lanzerhof, I've been much more kind of intuitive about when I eat. So I don't stick so much to meal times, but I don't eat for like 3 hours before I go to bed, and I'm going to bed early, waking up early, definitely chewing my food a lot better. And I'm still doing the bitter salts because I understand it's a funny thing trying to explain kind of Epsom salts, bitter salts, same kind of thing, but magnesium helps to flush everything through your body quicker. And it's not the same, it's not a laxative, and it's really hard to kind of explain exactly what it means to move everything along faster. But our digestion is so complicated and it's so long and it's got so many different, you know, parts to get through and everything. And so pushing everything out through your body much quicker, it just means that everything is just working more efficiently. And I find that actually it stops me from feeling sluggish and tired. So I'm maintaining with the bitter salts, not every day, but every few days when I need it. And things kind of like, simple foods, you know, like I've been cooking quite a lot of Italian style food and a lot of things that just require only very few ingredients, instead of, because I find that when you overcomplicate food and you're adding lots of things in, it actually makes you almost hungrier because you have all these different tastes going in your mouth, and I think it complicates the digestive system and the stomach. So I tried to kind of, for example, I've been making things like Parmigiana melanzane, so like an aubergine with tomato and some kind of cheese at the top, things like that. And if I make pasta, I make it with like some wild garlic season at the moment. So like wild garlic sauce, gnocchi or pasta. I love it. Or just very simple baked fish with some greens. And I'm actually really enjoying that. So simplicity, taking time, sticking to the salts. It's all of the knowledge and the remembering is percolating.
For me, because of this like whole elimination diet, almost what we did, where we cut out almost everything and then added slowly different ingredients, I found out that I have a huge intolerance to egg. And I used to have eggs almost every day. And apparently it was quite interesting. So what you have like on a regular basis every day, a lot of such as almond milk in my case and eggs and stuff, or even celery, because I have celery juice every day. I basically had a higher inflammatory rate for that. So I got advised by the doctor to cut this out for a while, the longer the better. And then I can basically add it slowly again to my diet. And I realized this after the first week on the first Sunday, we got one egg for this because it was Sunday, special time,
special
treat. You get an egg today. And, honestly, I thought I have a like scarabaeus, like mummy monster in my stomach that's laying eggs and eating itself out of me. It was awful. I had the worst cramps. And since I came, it's been now 3 weeks that I'm back home and I didn't have any eggs and I feel great. So I'm trying to stick to cutting out because you get afterwards, you get like a whole plan on how to continue with your diet and what you can add and what you should leave out for a while. So I tried to really stick to that. I even brought this to my mother's house in Stuttgart, where everyone in Stuttgart is like, oh, what, you want vegan kind of like Fledle with your Spargel? Like, you. So basically it's really hard,
but I don't know what this means.
Sorry. Vegan, so you know, remember the pancake where I told you it's a Swabian delicacy and you wrap it around the asparagus like a Swabian burrito.
Yeah,
I tried to make that in a vegan as a vegan option in Stuttgart. It's nice, it gives you new challenges. Yeah,
you were saying you were trying to make it gluten-free with teff flour and it fell apart.
Yes, the teff flour. Oh, that Ethiopian teff flour that looked like a cow shit or something. It was awful.
Oh my God.
It was terrible.
So, but in general, you liked the food.
In general, I loved it. It's a new challenge now to kind of go home and recreate the kind of same things. I'm having porridge almost every day, every morning.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. Like a little
Are
bit,
you?
Yeah.
So for me, so I'm
never
not a fan
had
of
breakfast.
Porridge. I'm not a fan. So breakfast definitely I like. I've never been a fan of porridge. I think it's because it's something that my mum used to give to me before school when I was a kid. But the rye bread, I've always been a fan of like the dark kind of German rye bread. Actually, we
it's
were
so
having
good.
Buckwheat toast, but the buckwheat toast is quite similar. So I've been having like that with a little avocado on it in the morning. And it's nice. Like it's the food. It basically, I think the best part of it is you feel satiated. Or I did anyway with the diet I was on. It doesn't leave you wanting more, and your palate feels like it's had what it needs. But it's not. But it's so enjoyable to eat. Who knew fennel, braised fennel, tastes so good on its own. You know what I mean? So that's just a testament. I think it's a testament to produce always.
Yeah.
You know, if you have good produce, the food's going to taste good.
Definitely. But I'm also going to try, it's really hard because obviously when you're quarantining by yourself, like the devil is waiting for you in the kitchen and you see him quite sometimes. But I'm really trying to, you know, just cut out dinner completely at least once a week and have that kind of intermittent fasting going on. I don't have breakfast too early here because, you know, I mean, I don't need to wake up so early, so I don't, since I'm not a morning person. But I do have my porridge now and I try to go to bed at earlier times and just, you know, just try to live a little bit more mindful and listen to what my body needs and like also to stop when I'm not hungry anymore. I'm normally like very German, you know, like, I'll finish everything that's on the plate. Otherwise it won't shine. The sun won't shine tomorrow. I don't know why, but this is very implemented in my brain and to always finish the plate. And it's not,
it's something I grew up with as well, especially grandparents and things. My granny, my grandfather was a farmer. I say farmer loosely because he was like not never there. But my granny was just the most amazing cook. And I remember all the way through my childhood, she'd be like, the starving children in the world. How could you know, all
yeah,
of that.
Yeah.
So you have that idea in your mind. But I think training yourself to eat intuitively is a really big thing. And also often when I think I'm hungry, and I realized this actually when we were at Lanzerhof, we drink so much water, so much herbal tea.
Yeah, so much
of it is actually
all the tea.
First,
all the tea.
so much of it is like thirst. You know, I've been so much better about drinking loads of water, especially because my house, my flat is the top two floors of like an Edwardian house in North London, and it's very warm. Like the heating I only have on like 4 months of the year because it's really just hot the whole house. Mm. And so I'm naturally perspiring more than like I'm in a, you know, a natural sauna environment. So I really need to make sure to drink a lot of water, and I've been a lot better about that since we got back. Yeah.
I would say thank you very much. Thank you very much for sharing the experience. Also, thank you very much. I just mentioned in the beginning of this interview before the recording started that for me, it was really so much fun to follow your stay on Instagram, because everything on Instagram, even in the news and everywhere, was only Corona, only negative news. And it really felt like you were in a, I don't know, different world. You were in such a good mood. You had so much fun. And it was really, really, for me, my highlight of the day to follow your stories, because it was probably one of the very rare positive vibes I had on any channel. So thank you for that. Thank you for sharing your...
Thank you so much, Nia. Cute.
That's lovely. It's so lovely to hear, because obviously our concern always at the time is when we're sharing an experience is like, it should be like fun and escapism, and it should be fun for everybody to watch, and they should feel kind of like they might be at home, but like to try the workouts or be inspired to maybe like when they can escape Corona, like maybe this is a really good place to go and like check out and invest in some self-care. But that's so lovely to hear. That's always our aim. I mean, we had conversations about that. That was always our aim, to like entertain everybody as well.
Exactly. It was the perfect Sound of Music getaway.
The hills were alive.
The hills were alive.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you also for my first episode, even if I didn't have the opportunity to say so much, but it was again great to listen to you.
Maybe next time, Niels.
And I hope that we will see us soon in real life.
Yes,
for sure. I'd love that.
Bye-bye. Thank you very much for listening. If you enjoyed it, please leave me a review and subscribe to this podcast. Please stay healthy.